Well, hello, and welcome to Fun with Scotch. Today we're going to be doing episode 52. I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
And I'm Judy.
And we're going to be talking about three whiskeys from the Starward Distillery, I believe, in Australia. And this is, it's kind of hard to find in the U.S. I was lucky enough to have a membership in a whiskey club that had sample bottles of three of their whiskeys, and I ordered that, and we liked it so much that we ordered another set so that we could do a podcast just on their stuff. And they are, let's see,
Twofold.
Twofold.
Nova.
Nova and Solera, and those are three of the whiskeys from the Starward Distillery. So I guess there's some argument as to whether they were established in 2007 or 2008 online, who knows which, but those are the two years that we came up with. I've got some notes here. In 2014, the Australian Sullivan Cove Distillery was named the world's best single malt whiskey at the World Whiskies Awards. So, Australian Sullivan Cove Distillery, do you...
Yeah, they're not the same one, but it just kind of started the new, Australia does whiskey kind of thing.
Okay.
So it was part of that. It was the first real prominence, I think, that they had.
Yeah.
And now Starward is building on that. And I saw something, now I can't remember if it was part of a mystery, if it was part of a documentary. I think it was a part of a documentary on whiskey, that Tasmania is really... taken off for as a whiskey region, and New Zealand as well. So,
oh, great! Yeah, that's good to hear. It's just, it would be nice if we had more availability of some of this, because the stuff that I've discovered so far, I'm really liking. Let's see, we've got David Vitale is the founder of Melbourne whiskey distillery Starward. Starting off his Starward journey, he had one simple vision: to create a uniquely Australian whiskey he would offer the world with pride. Melbourne-born and bred, David was inspired to create a spirit that reflects his hometown, from its culture to its four seasons in one day temperature swings, to its claim as the food capital of the world.
Twofold.
All right, Twofold. Both Nova and Solera are single malts, meaning they're all barley. Twofold is actually combined malted barley and wheat. It's a marvelous whiskey from Melbourne, which has been allowed to mature entirely in Australian red wine casks. And they try and source those casks from, wineries near Melbourne. So, the nose. You should get plum, banana bread, caramelized dates, and a hint of nutty malt. I've never had a nutty malt, I don't think, so I'm not sure what that would be. I know. But I've had a plum.
I think I can detect the dates when I...
Yeah, it's dark fruit, raisin, dates, plums. It smells pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Banana bread, possibly. I'm not that fond of banana bread, but...
You don't like many of the good things in life, Marlis.
Well, no, just banana bread, bread pudding, and pineapple.
Rice pudding.
Tapioca. Okay.
Tapioca.
Yeah. All right. On the palate, you should notice soft vanilla fudge, coffee and walnut cake, summer berries, and stewed stoned fruit.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do I tell if it's soft vanilla fudge or harder vanilla fudge? I mean, how do you taste the difference in the density, I guess, of your fudge? I'm just inquiring minds.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's specifically soft vanilla fudge.
Well, maybe, if
the vanilla... it's a soft taste of vanilla fudge, which means, to me...
not what it says.
Well, I think that's probably what they were going for, is that it's a mild flavor of vanilla fudge. I could be wrong.
It might have something to do with the mouthfeel, because it does have a nice soft... Mm-hmm. Normally, if fudge is soft, I would think of it as, warmer, meltier kind of.
Mm.
But no, I wouldn't notice the taste difference. It is pretty tasty, though.
It is.
I
want to taste the others to see if I can see if the wheat comes out here, because I haven't had that many wheat whiskies or whiskies with some wheat. So
I do think I'm getting just a hint of banana. It's really, really mild.
Mm-hmm.
But... mostly I'm getting the dark fruit.
Mm-hmm. And the finish is brown sugar, cinnamon, and peppercorn.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a peppery
finish.
And brown sugar. I love brown sugar, so. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay. Shall we move to... So, yeah, that one's a thumbs up. Oh, I got one right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next is Nova, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Nova is a single malt from Starward, which is kind of a redundant thing to say. Okay. And Nova spends its life maturing in casks that previously held Australian red wine, sourced from wineries that produce Shiraz, Pinot Noir, and Cabernet. Those are two hard words, especially this late in the day. Mm-hmm. Where I lost my place. The casks come right from the wineries, and they are only lightly charred or steamed before whiskey goes into them. So they haven't been sitting around in some dusty old warehouse waiting to be used and drying out.
To absorb the winey taste.
So they want to ensure that the wine's flavor profile has an impact on the spirit. So the nose should be red fruit. Trust me, I did not start drinking till just this minute. Mm-hmm. So, it's red fruit on the palate, creamy, nutty texture, luxurious mouthfeel with a touch of tannin. And the finish will be toffee with walnuts.
Oh, that's tasty.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, I just took a sip of the first one now, the twofold, and it does seem to be different with a little wheat in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it. For me, it kind of lowers the intensity of the flavor.
The wheat does?
Yeah, but it doesn't make a bad flavor at all. It just takes it down a notch, you know, so if you're looking for something that has that real smoothness to it, you know, not quite so bitey, that might be something you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. And which one has the wheat? That's the...
First one, twofold.
Twofold, yeah.
Yeah, because the last two, Nova and Solera, are single malts, and this is a blend.
Mm.
Okay.
Or not a blend, really, I guess, but I guess it's a blend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's using two different types of wheat. Two different types of grain.
Yes. We don't know how many wheats he used.
Yeah, that's true. He might have used 14 wheats. No idea.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. I didn't quite get the toffee with walnuts.
No, it does have a nice mouthfeel, though.
But who cares? Because it tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next, John.
It's a little lighter. It doesn't have as much of the dark fruit.
Mm-hmm. The
first one. So third on the list is Solera. It's a tasty single malt made with 100% Australian barley and matured exclusively in recoupered and resized Apera, which is an Australian fortified wine, not dissimilar to Spanish sherry barrels.
Hmm.
That's kind of, yeah.
That's good sentence.
Yeah, so anyway, recoupered and resized Apera barrels. And Apera is an Australian fortified wine, not dissimilar to Spanish sherry. That makes a little more sense put that way. The name is, of course, a reference to the Solera aging system, which Starward spins its own take on to age this whiskey.
There's a note down there on the Solera system.
With the Solera aging method, instead of emptying the entire barrel, only a portion, typically around half, of the contents are removed. The rest of the original product remains behind, and then newly produced product is added to restore the barrel to full capacity. The mixture is then placed back into storage to age.
Which is what they do with Solera, with sherry in Spain, is so that you'll have those huge vats where some of the sherry may have been there for hundreds of years. You don't know.
Right.
Every time we do this podcast, the fire station has an emergency.
They're very busy.
We should let them know.
They're serving and protecting.
That we are recording. so that they will not...
Turn on their sirens.
We might have to invite them into... Right. Yeah.
I don't think they can do that while they're on the job. But yeah. go ahead. Sorry, dear.
That's quite all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we did... One of the tequilas we did was... No, it was...
One, there was
tequila. It was... What was the other one?
Mezcal.
Yeah.
There was a Solera. There was another episode where we...
Yeah.
This is number 52. How can I remember what we did on any of them, actually?
I do.
Which is
not much,
a miracle into itself.
No, I remember one thing. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't... Like, if you would have asked me, I probably would have said, But, you know.
Okay. So, on the nose. Solera, on the nose. Prune juice and seedless raisins provide a thick, sherry-forward sweetness that is complemented by rich caramel and toasted almonds. A little marzipan lingers underneath.
Yeah, when I first took a sniff, I immediately thought nuts. That was before I even looked at the
nuts.
Page. Huh? Did you say nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And I just making sure I heard you correctly. But now, of course... Now I can. Now I did. I taste. I can smell the fruit.
Yeah.
But that first hit was.
I don't
was
know
nutty.
That I smell prune juice, but I don't have a real good grasp on what prune juice smells like. Not.
No, I don't.
I'm
really
old,
know.
But I'm not that old.
No. Well, you don't have to be old to know what prune juice smells like. But you know, that's true. You're not like 90 or something. But
No. And I'm happy.
I'm sure there's people out there who are younger who drink prune juice.
Perhaps.
We're sorry if you do.
I wonder why. But, no.
Might like it.
They might. They might. I love raisins. Prunes, on the other hand, are not... A lot of people don't like raisins, but I like raisins.
I like raisins.
They're little wrinkly bags of sweetness.
Yeah, but those are like shrunken up grapes.
I know.
Yeah.
Not prunes.
They're not prunes.
Plums. I'm not so fond of plums.
Prunes are not shrunken up grapes.
No. They're shrunken.
Yes.
But not...
Yeah.
Giant shrunken grapes.
Giant shrunken.
I know. Okay.
Anyway. So there's that. On the palate, you're supposed to taste a rich but well-balanced palate. Begins with toasted oak and more jammy fruit compote. Damsons, black currants, and dried figs.
All those lovely Australian fruits.
Before creme brulee, milky coffee, and winter spice notes emerge.
I got the spice. I can taste the spice. Well, and I can certainly see black currants. Some fig. Well, I don't know that I could identify a fig unless I knew what it...
Unless it came in a Newton. Or it says fig on the package.
Yeah.
Yes. Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fig Newtons and on the package. Mm-hmm. That's how I would know a fig.
Yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it does remind me of that.
What?
Fig Newtons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's got some sweetness to it. It's good.
And it is, unlike the Nova, this one is tingly on my tongue. I think it must be the spice. But
they're all three very tasty and very interesting. Very individual, too. And I'm not quite sure exactly how to delineate the differences.
Well, they do. They all have different flavors. It's just... I don't have a refined enough palate to say what those differences are, but they definitely have flavor differences.
Yeah, I like the twofold. For me, the wheat turns down the volume a little bit, and I'm not sure I appreciate that. It's not a bad taste at all. It's very good, but I don't know that... I don't know that it's my jam quite so much.
No, like jams in the last one.
Right, okay, sorry. I like the Nova a lot.
Which is luck we have it is the one that we saw at Total Wine.
Yes, yeah. Like John kind of briefly mentioned earlier that this is hard to get in the U.S. But around here, Total Wine has only the Nova, and it's like, say, $61 for a 750ml bottle. Which, you know, for a single malt is probably
not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
But the others I have not seen... anywhere. So.
Well, and if the twofold is a little quiet, the Nova dials it up a little bit. It's like just a freer, more aromatic to me, you know, experience. And the Solera is also intense, but it's a darker fruit, would be my experience. So, but they're all very tasty. Very, very tasty.
Yeah, I mean, John mentioned also that we had this before. And actually, how it started is in my Facebook feed popped up this Australian whiskey. probably because I was looking up Australian distilleries for if we ever go to Australia to visit our eldest child, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, well, yeah, we got to look for a distillery. So I was looking them up. And of course, you know, mm-hmm. creepy internet told Facebook about my search, and Starward Whiskey showed up in mm-hmm. in my feed. And so I sent it to John, and John looked it up in his club, and Bob's your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got it. But I guess we're not going to be getting it much longer. Oh, starting
no,
now.
They will not renew my membership because I live in the state of Washington, and probably, I'm guessing, the taxes or something.
Or the laws or something.
Or they don't want to do it, yeah.
Well, because when I was trying to ship wine to New Mexico, mm-hmm. and they said, oh, no, sorry, we can't ship to New Mexico. And I'm like, it's part of the United States. You know? But every state has their own shipping laws mm-hmm. and requirements and licenses, yeah. and they can be pretty expensive. So you kind of pick and choose which states you're going to be licensed to ship to. And, you know, if they don't have a huge demand from New Mexico, there's no point in yeah. maintaining those regulations. Yeah. So, something like that.
They let John know, said, well, we'll do it this time, but after the first of the year, because I think I gave you the membership for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Could you hand me the Nova on a little low for the water test?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I told John we should. We were listening to our last podcast on the way over here, and I don't always listen to our podcast because I think I sound like an idiot. But anyway, and listening to it this time did not change my mind. But we were getting ready for the water test, and mm-hmm. I said, and not waterboarding. And Marla says, like, no, not waterboarding. And I'm like, but if you're going to waterboard me, do it with whiskey. And I decided we should have a t-shirt that says that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to waterboard me, do it with whiskey. Let me know if you'd buy one of those. And mm-hmm. funwithscotch@gmail.com. Let mm-hmm. me know. And I'll make one. That's right there. Because I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. I said we should make t-shirts of all the dumb things we say on this podcast.
So are these all the same ABV? This is twofold is 40%.
Solera
is 43%.
Mm-hmm. It's on the front, I think.
Whoop. Nova is
41%.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I like that.
So now we're adding just a little bit of water to see what. These are all really good sipping whiskeys, too.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about how hard the corks were to get out.
Well, that as well.
Yeah, the corks are really extremely squeaky. Tight, keeps them
they're
very
well
airtight.
Sealed. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there. As we've done these, we've thought, you know, oh, this would be a really good mixer. This would be a really good summer drink. These are all pretty. I would drink them anytime.
Mm-hmm. I would
with maybe one ice cube, but no more than that. You know, you'd kind of want them. They aren't overpowering. They aren't. You know, there's not so much alcohol that you're like They're yeah. just very tasty.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I actually wouldn't want to use any of these for a mixer because they're just so good by themselves. It's not like, well, for instance, John was using a vodka from a local distillery, which we will not name, that we thought was really good. We were at the distillery, so mm-hmm. we bought this big mm-hmm. bottle. And, well, it was only 750 mils. It felt really big after we got home and tasted it, and mm-hmm. we didn't like it anymore. It just didn't taste right. And but John's been using it to make burnt toasted almonds.
Yeah.
So it's a great mixer.
Yeah.
What to do with your stuff that doesn't taste good?
Use it as a mixer. There's nothing wrong with being a mixer.
Mm-mm.
Last night, my cat had been missing for like 8 hours. If you are a pet person, you know how strenuous this is. He now has an AirTag on his collar, so I can check my phone and find out where he is. Which is at the moment in the house. Well, at the moment he's not wearing his collar.
Well, okay. But the collar's in the house.
Yeah, so it'll tell me that.
So you can find the collar.
But anyway, so I wanted a stiff drink last night. So I actually didn't do scotch. I made myself a Black Russian.
There you go.
Yeah, an ounce and a half of vodka and an ounce and a half of Kahlua. And mm-hmm. that was pretty much all she wrote, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and then the mixed drink is the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, burnt toasted almonds are really
good. And the security cameras for all my neighbors are going to find me lurking about their garages saying, here, kitty, 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 Per Olaf, Per Olaf. Because he does get stuck in garages every now and then on a regular basis. So,
and now you'll be able to pinpoint the garage probably.
That's right. Yes, which is a good thing.
And
yeah.
you can make the AirTag beep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty cool.
So I'm like, oh, thank God.
The cat's beeping. Sorry.
And people are like, a bomb!
You know, but it's pretty big, you know. It clinks on his food dish, and he's like, oh, I'm making a noise. Why am I doing that? But
mm-hmm. All right, so we've let the water sit in these for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I was sniffing the twofold, I think the water brought out the... It's a caramel? Is it supposed to have caramel? Because it sure smells like caramel to me now. Mm-hmm. And so I think adding that water opened it up to allow that aroma to escape.
Just a little bit of water doesn't hurt it at all. And so it would be a lovely thing to have with, you know, a single ice cube or something like that on a warm day, because it's very...
It didn't hurt the flavor at all.
Holds up nicely. Okay, and the Nova...
Did take away a little bit of the pepper or spice at the end of the...
Oh, did that one have spice in it?
Hmm? I thought so,
had a peppercorn finish.
I thought the first one.
Oh, yeah. I know the last one is really spicy, but...
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm clenching my palate.
Oh.
You stuck the cheese right in front of me.
I know.
It's only an invitation for me to eat.
Oh, I like that, Nova. I don't know that it actually needs the water. I don't think it damages it significantly.
It doesn't damage it. I mean, I've had this one and I put it over ice and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in seeing what it does to the spiciness of
the
Solera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that smells wonderful. Mm.
Now I smell more the fruit.
Yeah. Again, I'd go with raisins, sherry, caramel rather than prune juice, but that's just my own prejudice, so...
Well, you don't know what prune juice smells like.
Yeah, but
so
it's not something I go looking for
not
either.
It's not your grandma's prune juice.
All right. Oh, this smells good.
My grandma.
This is something.
Drank a lot
ladies,
of prune juice.
Put this behind your ears. I'm just saying.
You'll attract an alcoholic.
That's or right. An Australian.
We don't know how much Australian.
My only
like
marriage
it.
Proposal came in a bar, I have to say.
Was it someone you knew?
No.
Okay.
No. I waltzed up to the bar. They were undergoing renovations, so it was kind of crowded. So I waltzed up and ordered my double doers on the rocks. And the man standing next to me turned around and said, will you marry me? And I said, well, thank you, but no. kind of you to ask. But evidently not enough
His name
women.
Was Ted Bundy.
No, oh. It wasn't. He was already gone.
Though Ted Bundy didn't usually ask people to marry him. So.
No, that wasn't his thing. Anyway.
Huh.
But, as I'm saying, this would be...
Mm-hmm. I think the water did tone down the spiciness a little
bit. It did. It took a little
edge off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My tongue isn't tingling as much with that one. The back of my throat is tingling. I mean, it's not a bad thing. In a good way, the back of my throat is tingling. It's not like I want to cough or anything, you know, or choke. But anyway, yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm not going to listen to this podcast either. but it's good.
And she's always asking me why I don't listen to the podcast. It's like, no, I was there. You know,
but you don't remember anything you said.
Very rarely.
You should listen to... No, I just don't like the sound of my voice more than anything. But and who does like the sound of their own voice?
No,
it's pretty horrible.
Yeah, that Solera is very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the highest ABV, but not terribly high. You know, a lot of the things we try are 45, 46. So these are all slightly under that, 40 to 43. But they're all really, really tasty. Mm. That Solera has a complexity... That I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to rank them, it's very difficult between the Nova and the Solera because they're different, and I like them both differently.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Solera is probably the more complex. The Nova is the more cheerful, and the twofold
smiling.
I know. Yeah. And the Nova, the twofold is like, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Good day.
Good day. Good day, whiskey.
We won't try any more of our Australian.
No.
isms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's...
But they are all really
tasty. They are really, really tasty, and I must search for other Australian distilleries. So if we ever go to Australia, or who knows what will show up in my Facebook feed.
Well, and if any of you know of the... Excuse me. What was the club... Excuse me. That you belong to that won't let you participate anymore? Was Flaviar?
Yes, actually it was.
Yeah. So if you know of any other whiskey clubs that get whiskeys from around the world where we can get samples and stuff, please let us know.
That would we'll be actually ship here.
Yeah. That well, we can all, if we know about them, we can ask them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See if they'll ship.
But just drop us an email or whatever, because it's, we would love to expand beyond the United States and beyond Scotland. And it's just, it's not always easy to find stuff, at least not enough stuff. You can get maybe one, you know, California whiskey, but not enough to really, you know, build a panel.
Have we done a California whiskey?
I don't think so.
Well, we know somebody in California, so we might be able to.
Who do we know?
Bryn.
Oh, right.
Our daughter.
Their younger daughter. Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Our younger daughter, who's way old enough to.
We know her.
Yeah, she's old enough to drink. So she's
old enough to drink and buy whiskey.
Then we'll have to make a road trip down there.
Well, we probably should.
Road trip.
She's been down there for like 2.5 years, and we've never been.
Well, and when I had friends that went down to California, they would always say, okay, give me your Costco list, because they have, well, and.
You know, you're getting ready to tell about a crime, right?
Maybe.
You should stop now.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. And you would say, I'm terribly sorry, I can't do that.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
I'm just kidding, I don't know if it's a crime.
Yeah.
Well,
no, you just would have to pay use tax when it got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did that.
Sure. Sure. Anyway.
Funny.
I know.
Oh, the law.
I feel like the bootleggers of old, you know. Well, no, I don't, because... Just because.
Yeah. The law is so much fun.
Have you seen any of the Moonshiner rep episodes? Do you guys watch that?
The Moonshiner? What channel is that
on? Well, it's on Discovery.
We don't have Discovery, I don't think.
Oh, okay. And it's... they do many... I just saw one last night, because... Normally, it's a lot of people, you know, in the backwoods pouring things into vats, and I'm like, you know, kind of not my thing. But the last one I saw, just a little bit of it before I changed the channel, and it was like this old guy in his overalls and everything, and he's instructing people on how to distill whiskey. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun, but Father Brown was on, so, you know. So...
Father Brown, Moonshiner.
I know.
You know, my sister.
I'm a lazy drinker. What can you say? Yeah.
My sister told me that their New Year's Eve tradition now is to have moonshine eggnog.
Lassie.
So they put moonshine and eggnog and drink it on New Year's Eve.
All right.
Wow.
And my sister's not a big drinker, so I don't think she drinks a lot of it. But you never know. Maybe she drinks more than she used to.
I know.
That might be good.
Might be good.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Oh, and by the way, this is New Year's Day. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
We forgot to mention that part because we're so professional.
Yeah.
But
go forth into the new year and drink tasty things and let us know what you find.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you find a really good something or other, you know.
Tell us about it.
Drop us a line. Yeah, that would be great.
FunWithScotch@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, if we can find it, we'll see if we can review it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And we're pretty gentle, as you probably know. You know, our goal is never to trash anything.
Mine is.
My goal is never to trash anything. But, you know, different people like different stuff. So our goal is to describe it and then see what you like. That's the whole thing.
I say that, but there are very few things I have trashed.
Yeah.
Scoresby would be one.
I know.
Anach would be another.
Mm-hmm. And there was one other. Oh, I know. When we did the four grains, we did a corn, a barley, a rye, and a wheat. And we should have put the wheat at the beginning because it was probably the gentlest. Mm-hmm. So we drank the other three and then drank the wheat, and it was just like water. I mean, mm-hmm. it was just where I drank the rest of it because I had bought it on days later, and it was actually pretty good. But we didn't appreciate it on mm-hmm. the night.
And then there was our rum episode. We didn't like it. The last one we did. We've done a couple of rum episodes, and the last one we didn't like any of them. They're in the ours are in the cabinet above our stove.
There's something about rum, because you know it's made from sugar cane. You think it should be sweet and inviting, and it's kind of like, it can be a little harsh. I have a good rum. We'll have to break that out sometime and drink it. But
John suggested I make rum balls out of it, but I was like, no, I'm not going to ruin my rum balls with that rum.
Honestly, one of my favorite rums is Cruisin', because it's just simple and sweet and has a nice sugary flavor to it. And it's, it's not overspiced and it's not strange tasting, which some of them are.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, my philosophy is, you know, there's a whiskey for everyone, but you have to find the right whiskey for you. And you have to try a few. You know, kiss a few frogs, so to speak, until you find your distilled prince. That's
right. Hopefully not a distilled frog.
No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, they're up in Alaska. They still do the toe in the tequila or something. I would not do that. Do not drink any toes.
Toe in the tequila.
Well, it's at some bars. It's just Dawson.
Don't they just put the same toe in? It's not.
Usually, except someone drank the toe at one point.
They had to go find another toe?
They had to find another toe.
Well, how do you just go out and find another damn toe?
I don't know.
What are we talking about? What kind of toe are we talking about?
A person's toe.
A person's toe.
Yeah. So to be a real Alaskan or Yukon.
Well, I would just not be one.
Physical human.
A toe. Yes, John. It was in the bottle of something. I think it was tequila, but I could be wrong.
Ha. That's worm.
No, that's a worm. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
It was some alcoholic drink. It was probably whiskey.
Yeah. And you had to drink from the bottle that had the toe in it. I don't know that you had to have the toe in your glass. That would be a bit
intrusive. I mean, the whole thing's unsanitary, but... to drink.
But someone did swallow the toe.
And then they did drink out of the bottle.
Now we have to get a new toe, you know, so...
Hey, Mervin, do you got frostbite?
Mm-hmm. Which just goes to show that if you want to start your own business, there are always problems you don't anticipate.
That would be one of them. Mm-hmm.
It would.
Toe... acquisition.
Right.
I think we should stop soon.
I think we should too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're...
This bar is toe-free. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, we have toes, but they're not in the bottles.
Yes.
Well, everybody have a great 2023. We're going to try really hard to promise not to talk about toes in whiskey, especially the entire rest of the year.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.